Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen at 10 minutes after 5 a.m. It's the early edition of WWL First News on this 1st of December, 2020, not Monday. Clap your hands, everybody, and everybody clap your hands. Give yourselves a warm-up round of applause. Maybe rub your hands together to warm them up and congratulate yourself on making it through Monday and arriving at this day I call not Monday. It was blustery and just unpleasant for most people yesterday afternoon. And I saw more people without jackets or coats or even long sleeves shivering yesterday and complaining. They just didn't know it was going to be that cold.
Yeah. Well, this feels like January.
I know. And it's unseasonably cold. It's colder than it's supposed to be this time of year. And I guess they heard the forecast, but it didn't really register with them. I don't know. Because I even asked a couple of people who were complaining. I said, well, didn't you hear the weather forecast? Like, well, yeah. I'm like, you listened to us, right? Like, yeah. I said, well, then where's your jacket? They said, well, I don't know. I mean, I heard it, but I thought, nah, it's not really going to be that cold.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're still talking about storms out there, you know, possibly entering the Gulf. So it's kind of a cognitive dissonance of what's going on.
Just to be perfectly clear, on this first day after the end of hurricane season, there are no storms that are threatening the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, I mean, just like
there's one way out in the Northeast Atlantic.
I don't think people associate the two, like following a storm.
You're
and
right.
And below freezing.
I think that's the problem. I think you're right. It just doesn't make sense that we're still talking about hurricane season and it got this cold. So I guess their brains, while they heard the forecast, were like not putting the pieces together. I think this morning everyone will have on a jacket because, man, it's cold out there. And this is the coldest air we've had since February. And this is unusually cold, actually, after we had an unusually warm November, well above average most of the month. We're starting out December below average, so I'm not seeing a whole lot of 20s. You got to go way up on the North Shore to get temperatures in the 20s this morning, just about everywhere in the 30s. We're down to 30 degrees now. Well, that's actually over in New Roads. 31 in Slidell, 31 in Bogalusa, 32 in Galliano, 32 if you go over to Baton Rouge, 32 in Hammond, 34 in Houma. So if you have frost out there, I did not have any frost on my windshield in Metairie this morning. I think it was about 36 degrees for me. No frost. The wind chill index, though, at the airport right now makes it feel like 31. So it's at least feeling like freezing. That west wind at 6 is just enough to make it feel like 31 at the airport. If you have any frost this morning, text me on the whodatlending.com talk and text line at 504-260-1870 and let me know if you have any frost that you have to deal with this morning. Hopefully not many of you do, but the winds are calm north of the lake, Joshua, so conditions there are perfect for frost to form because it's just humid enough and it's just no wind at all north of the lake, and those temperatures are just below freezing. And usually we drop a degree or two between now and sunrise, which comes at about 6 o'clock. So we have time for the temperatures to get a little bit colder.
Well, I didn't see any frost downtown.
So in your old apartment, you had a back door that opened up onto a courtyard.
Oh, have I got a new one for you.
So you could leave that back door open and let the cold air blow in. What about the new place?
Oh, the new place is like all windows.
All
like
windows?
Three quarters of my walls are windows, big windows that I can open all the way up.
Ah, so you don't have to leave the door open now.
No, but I have.
And you're not on the ground floor anymore.
I can make a wind tunnel
huh?
way more possible now.
So did you have the windows open this morning?
I did have windows open overnight.
All right. Temperatures in the 30s. You slept with your windows open.
There were no. They're just. You know, I had two of them cracked, maybe about like a foot open each. But then where my new bedroom is now is like way up in this loft area. So it kind of creates like this little warm bubble upstairs.
I see. All right.
It's rather pleasant.
Anybody else sleep with the windows open? Text me, 504-260-1870. The windows were not open in my house. The heater was on. We had it set on 66 just to keep, if it got too cold, that the heat would kick on. I didn't want it to kick on, and I never heard it turn on overnight.
Well, I don't know what my utility bills are going to look like so far at the new spot. It's still the first month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing it close to the vest of how much I use everything.
Gotcha. No fireplace, huh?
It's one of those old. I have old fireplaces that have, I think, been sealed up.
Ah, so do not light a fire in them, please.
No, do not.
All right, thank you, Joshua. I have a gas fireplace, so natural gas. So I may actually get to light that up for the first time in a long time today if it stays cold enough. But I'm not home during the coldest part of the day. I'm right here on the radio. Let me know. Are you lighting a fire in the fireplace? What are you doing to keep warm? And what do you put the thermostat on in your home in the winter? In the summer. In my house, I try to keep it on 74, but usually somebody knocks it down to 73 or 72. 66 is what it's on right now. What is your thermostat on right now? And you got the heat blowing. Text me, 504-260-1870, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line. We'll see what you got. Coming up after this, I'll read some of your texts. We'll also get Mr. Meteorologist Dave Nussbaum back in here with your forecast and sports with Mark Menard on your Not Monday Morning on WWL. Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen at 37 minutes after 5 a.m. It's the early edition of WWL First News on this December 1st, 2020. Wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a bear hug. One, to congratulate yourself for making it through Monday and arriving at this day I call Not Monday. And two, hoping that maybe it'll warm you up just a little bit, as it is the coldest we have been in nearly 10 months out there this morning. And we're getting text messages, Joshua, from all across the region, nearly everywhere, except for right here in the city, is reporting frost this morning. I didn't have any frost in Metairie, but several people in Metairie have texted us on the whodatlending.com talk and text line at 504-260-1870 and said they have frost this morning. Asking people also what they keep their thermostat on. What's your thermostat on right now?
It's off.
You just turned the whole thing off.
Yeah, I didn't run it all night. I had windows open, Dave.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't know if you kept it on just in case it got like, you know.
For heating? No, I would. I do not like running heat.
I don't either. I would be fine just turning the whole thing off, but I'm not the only person in the house. So my thermostat right now is on 66, just in case it gets that cold in the house. It wasn't that cold when I left this morning. Apparently, you know, it takes a while for the house to cool down. But a lot of people texting us, 68 seems to be one of the most popular settings for the thermostat. But a few people are insisting they put their thermostat on 62, not only during the winter, but also during the summer. 62 during the summer? What's your thermostat on during the summer?
It's usually 69 or 70.
All right, I'm 74 during the summer and 66 during the winter. You know, logic would dictate you just put it on one number and leave it there all year, like 70 year round. But I do not like artificial heating. I don't like it at all. It dries it out and it's, ugh, I'd rather it be cold.
Well, like with weather today, like my apartment will heat up through as the sun comes out through the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And like it'll be the perfect temperature when I get home.
There you go. All right. 30 degrees in La Place right now, says one text. They've got their thermostat on 68. And another says frost in Gray, thermostat on 68. So 68 seems to be a popular number. I keep my thermostat at 69 and frolicking, says another text message. What is wrong with people? Man, I got a doozy here from I just pulled out of the file. British Airways is investigating reports that one of its Heathrow-based stewardesses is selling her underwear.
To passengers?
Yeah. And selling sex during and in between flights. Photos of the flight attendant's risque advertisements on social media have now been made public, showing her in a variety of suggestive poses while in uniform on the plane. For $33, it says, a passenger can buy her underwear that she wears during a flight.
So how does this work? She tells them what flight she'll be working?
I guess. It also says that for a securing fee, where a prospective client can pay an extra securing fee, whatever that means, I guess to come and personally pick up the underwear, at her hotel. Passengers are also promised unspecified adult entertainment on board if the price is right.
And this is a major airline.
Yeah, this is British Airways. It says, quote, all you have to do is give me a sum of money and you'll be treated to a whole different experience of your choice during your flight. That's what it says on the post. I guess this is in the bathroom? Although there was another post recently that showed some airplanes have these secret crew quarters that do have a bed in them that are like behind a small door in the back of the plane.
Yeah, it's less what is wrong with people. I'm more mystified how this is possible.
Well, she got caught. So.
Well, obviously that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, would it be as bad if she was just advertising that kind of fantasy as a stewardess, but it had nothing to do with her job? She just used the job for photos, blurred out the logos of the airline, and then you went to hotels or something, not on the plane?
Well, that would still be illegal.
That'd right? still be illegal, but would it... you got to keep your face out of the photos.
Well, I guess if you don't show your face, though, it may be harder to drum up business. Either way, come on. What is wrong with people selling her underwear? I guess that's how it started, and then it moved into sexual favors online, on board, and then at her hotel after flights.
I thought people weren't traveling that much this year.
Maybe that's why she hasn't had as many flights. She needs some extra income. Thank you, Joshua. We will talk to you after the news at 6 o'clock here on WWL. We'll go in-depth on this cold weather right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.